presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. Speeding toward Metropolis on a fast express, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen seem to have stumbled on a baffling mystery. When Dr. Roebling, famous inventor, collapsed in the dining car, Kent carried him into his drawing room and left him in the care of a young woman who said she was his daughter. Returning soon after with Jimmy to inquire as to whether the elderly gentleman had recovered, Kent could get no response to repeated knocks on the door. He explained the situation to a passing conductor who, upon examining his passenger list, informed Kent the drawing room was occupied by a Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith and not by the Roeblings.
Here it is, mister. Right down on the card. Drawing room C, car 421. Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith.
But I tell you, I've brought Dr. Roebling into this room less than a half hour ago.
I'm sorry, but I got to go by what's on the card.
Mr. Kent.
What is it, Jimmy?
Maybe Dr. Roebling was traveling under the name of Smith. Didn't he use a fake name when you spoke to him in the club car?
Yes, that's a possibility. Now look, conductor, this is a serious matter.
I got no authority to open that door, mister.
Well, who has the authority?
The train master.
Where is he?
Up the head of the train checking tickets.
Would you mind getting him for me?
It'll take some time. He's seven cars up, but I'll tell him.
Thank you.
The old sourpuss. He said he had a key. Why couldn't he open the door?
Well, it may be beyond his authority. We'll wait for the train, master. In the meantime, would you do me a favor, Jimmy?
Oh, sure.
Go to our drawing room and get the pencil I left on the windowsill.
Sure, Mr. Kent. I'm on my way.
Be careful crossing the platform.
Okay.
That conductor thinks I'm going to wait for the train, master. He's crazy. Clark Kent might need a key, but...
Superman can force the lock without any trouble. Here goes. Just a little more. Great Scott. The room's empty. How could they have gotten out with a door locked from the inside? Oh, I see. One of the windows is open. That doesn't make sense. Roebling was sick. Why should he and his daughter leave through a window? Something's wrong here. No baggage left behind. Nothing. I wonder
if... I figured you were up to something like this.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me. And you're going to be arrested for breaking into a room.
Now, wait a minute. This room is empty. Something happened to the occupant.
I don't care. All I know is that you're going to jail for illegal entry, and that's final.
Harry White speaking. Yes? Good. Well, thank Judge Taylor for me and tell him I appreciate it.
Well, what happened, Mr. White?
Taylor released him in my custody.
Well, I know, but how did he happen to be arrested in the first place?
You've got me, Lois. Fine thing. Daily Planet reporter pulled in like a common thief. I could throttle him with my bare hands.
Where's Jimmy?
Oh, he's with Kent. They left the courthouse 10 minutes ago. They should be here.
Hello, Chief. Hi, Lois.
Hello, Miss Lane. Oh, greetings, Jimmy.
Don't you hello me, Kent. Close that door.
That's to be around here chilly. Colder than it was up north.
Well, I'll make it hot for you. Now, what's the big idea? Do you think I'm paying reporters to get themselves arrested? Do you think
Whoa,
that...
Oh, now, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I've got one of the biggest stories of the year, Mr. White.
I don't care if it's the biggest story of the century.
And you care about this one. Dr. Roebling, inventor of that new secret communications device, was snatched off the train last night.
Kent, you're crazy.
Am I, Jimmy?
It's the truth, Mr. White.
It was lifted out of the window of a locked drawing room when the train stopped at Marvin City. That's why I was arrested, for breaking into the room to find him. But he was gone. And so was his daughter.
Now, wait a minute. O'Brien, press room.
Yes?
Harry White, hold the front page of the 7-star final for replay.
Okay.
All right, Kent. Now, don't bother telling me about it. Get to a typewriter and give me at least a column. Fast.
Okay, Chief.
You'll have it in 20 minutes.
Certainly didn't waste any time after reading your story on Dr. Roebling, did he? All he said was, Kent, you and Lois drive up to Martin City and get to the bottom of this. Just like that.
Yeah. Well, at least it made him forget about my being arrested.
You know, in all the excitement, I never did hear what happened after you broke into the drawing room.
Oh, the conductor caught me with the goods, as it were. Called the trainmaster, and Jimmy and I were taken off at the next stop and turned over to the police. I tried to talk my way out of it, but nobody would listen.
Somehow, that whole thing doesn't ring true, Clark. Very puzzling. You know, I checked on Roebling before we left Metropolis. To all appearances, he's been a hermit most of his life. Incidentally, what do you expect to find in Marden City?
Oh, search me. It was Mr. White's idea, not mine.
Well, you'd better start thinking. There it is, up ahead. A city of 500,000 people, and we're looking for one old man and a girl.
All we can do is try.
Well, Mr. Kent, I can think of a lot more exciting things to do than sit in a hotel lobby all evening.
For instance?
Well, even a bad movie would be good compared to this.
Well, that suits me. Can't do anything till morning at any rate. How about a movie?
Well, I take back what I said about a bad one. There isn't a good one in town. I think I'd rather go to bed.
Okay. I'll find out at the desk.
Why are you standing there like a wooden Indian, feet nailed to the floor?
Oh, see that blonde girl coming out of the elevator, the one with the green hat?
Yeah.
She's Roebling's daughter.
Are you sure?
Positive. Wait here. I'll be right back. Good evening, Miss Roebling.
Oh.
Don't you remember me?
I'm afraid you've made a mistake.
No, I haven't. I met you on the train last night. Your father suffered a fainting spell, and I carried him into his drawing room.
Oh, of course. I'm terribly sorry.
That's quite all right.
You see, I'm really not myself. Father is dangerously ill. He's at the hospital here in Martin City. That's why we got off the train rather suddenly.
Oh, that's too bad.
Do you live here, Mr.? I believe I've forgotten your name.
Clark Kent.
Oh, yes, of course. Now I remember. Do you live in Martin City, Mr. Kent?
No. I just stopped off on business. I was sitting in the lobby with a friend of mine, a young lady, when I saw you step out of the elevator.
Strange that we should bump into one another again.
Yes, it's very strange. I'd like you to meet my friend.
I'd be delighted to.
She's over this way. Lois, this is Miss Roebling, Miss Lane.
Well, how do you do, Miss Roebling? How do you do? Did you say Lane?
Yes, Lois Lane.
Your name sounds familiar. You've probably seen it.
No, it's quite common, Lois Lane. Or maybe you're thinking of the movie actress, Lola Lane.
Probably. Well, I'm sorry to have to rush off, but I'd like to get to the hospital. You'll excuse me.
Oh, certainly.
Happy to have met you, Miss Lane. Good night. Good night.
Good night. I hope your father's better.
Thank you. Why did you break in on me like that?
You were about to tell her she probably saw your name in the Daily Planet, weren't you?
Well, yes, what of it? You don't think you're the only one who gets his name over his story?
No, don't go off the handle. I didn't want her to know we were reporters.
Why not?
Because there's something very rotten in Denmark. She told me her father's in the hospital here in Marden City. That's why they got off the train last night.
Through the window?
She didn't stop to explain how, and I have a faint suspicion she's lying.
There you go, building up fantastic stories. She seems like a thoroughly charming person.
You can't tell a book by its cover. I'm afraid we're not going to a movie tonight.
Why not?
We've got some checking to do. You call the hospitals and find out which one Roebling's at, if any. I'll check on the girl with the room clerk. Meet you back here.
All right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Have you a Miss Roebling registered?
Roebling?
Yes.
Oh, just a moment, sir. I'll see. No, I'm sorry. We haven't.
Well, she may have registered under another name.
Oh, what is the name?
I really don't know, but I think she checked in sometime after 9 last night. It's very important that I locate her, and anything you can do to help me will be appreciated.
You say she may have checked in last night after 9.
That's right.
Well, let's see. There were only 2 registrations after 9 last night. One was a Mr. Miller, and the other was a Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith.
What? Did you say Jack Smith?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith.
That's it. What room are they in?
514.
Thank you very much. I thought something was wrong. Where's Lois? Oh, there she is, coming out of the phone booth. Lois?
I called all 3 hospitals. No Roebling.
Of course not. Remember my telling you the conductor on the train said a Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith were occupying that drawing room?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith are at this hotel, in room 514.
Well, what do we do?
Nothing tonight. You go on to bed. I'm going out for a walk.
Okay. Night.
Good night, Lois.
I didn't think I'd get rid of Lois that easily. Now to investigate room 514 from the outside. No, thank you. 714 must be in the rear because my room is 714 and it faces the back. I guess I can duck through this alley. Now, here we are. Now, the problem is to figure out which room is 514. Let's see, they start numbering from the left. The odd rooms face front and the even rooms face rear. That means 514 is the seventh room from the left on the fifth floor. Well, I'll take a chance.
As Superman. Up! Up! Now, if my figuring is correct, this is the window. The room's dark. So I'd better step inside and look around. Up with the window. Gently.
What will Superman find in room 514? A clue to the mysterious disappearance of Dr. Roebling? The identity of Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith? Or will it be something he least expects? Be with us again for the next exciting episode.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.